How's it going? Another great time here, another session. Had a great weekend with my daughter, as usual. She's such a goofball. We went over to school. They had open day when you meet the teachers, and that was this weekend. But it was funny because me and the mom went out, had a good time. We went out and had lunch with her, and I found out she's a little impersonator. I mean, she's such a clown right now. You know, she gets so shy around people. I didn't even have to tell the teacher, hey, don't let her fool you. She is a social butterfly. Loves everything about school but school itself. And she was doing impersonations of daddy. I had her doing them this morning. So, hey, man, do daddy impersonation. Jocelyn, you can get yogurt. And then her laugh, just starts laughing. It's like, okay, do mom, do grandpa, grandma. She got it down. A little comedian. I may have to take her to one of those kids comedian shows if I can find one. You know, nothing R-rated. But I think maybe that's her calling. Who knows? Maybe she just wants to make people laugh. But I made myself laugh a little bit. And I blew my mind. But it wasn't anything that I wasn't aware of. It was more putting the theory into practice. And what I mean by this is that past Friday, I ended up saying, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and because I haven't been getting any action online. And as far as no viewership, nothing, right? And my account is active. So I was okay, well, let me see something here. And I went ahead and created a fake profile of a girl. And that's something that people do. I've been catfished. I've even had gay guys hit on me that were posting as girls. And it's funny because I could tell now that it's a guy hitting on me. You're saying, wow, man, how do you know even the guys ask me? Saying, I know a thing or two. And whenever a girl acts like a guy online, when they're coming at you, wow, you're hot, I want to suck your dick, within 10 minutes, that's a problem because girls are not like that. Girls are not overly aggressive like that. It usually takes them an hour, and they have to be really drunk before those inhibitions kick in and being a little more frisky. So it's, it's always very telling, and they're always sending you pictures, and then they always trying to talk to you about hypotheticals of you being with a guy. Hey, have you ever been with a guy before? I love when there's guy-on-guy play, you know, and they're trying to pretend they're a girl. And I'm like, dude, I know what you're trying to do here. This has been done. I've been hit on by guys since college, younger. So I kind of know how this thing works now. You know, I was kind of very uncomfortable with it. But as you get older, it's like, just let them know your space. But, you know, gay people, there's always one here and there that tries to think that they can turn you over. That they can say, I know you have something in you. I'm like, no, I'm cool. Just because I'm able to hang out and I'm not discriminating doesn't mean that I'm trying to get in. But they take that cue as such, and they start going in. I'm like, dude, like, I'm not going there. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll be like, oh, well, you cool, man. Let's be friends. I'm like, no, I'm good. I know where this goes. It's kind of like a guy and a girl being friends. There has to be some wedge in there because eventually you know what happens. So I created a profile. I went ahead and found an ideal profile. Nobody too over the top. Instagram provides plenty of pictures. And I found this girl that I found cute. She's like a friend, a BFF of one of the girls I follow. You know, obviously I wasn't going to put no Instagram model on there that gets millions of views. But, you know, a friend or two that I thought were cute, but were not at her level. And that will kind of play. I figured, okay, that'll be cool because if I'm getting like a 7, you know, maybe an 8, I'll be fine. Because let's face it, there's a lot of girls out there that can't handle their competition from friends. Like they have to be the alpha in a group and socializing. So this was the case in point. I found this girl. I said, okay, let me go ahead and get her pictures, copy paste them, create a profile, and let's wind this up and see how it goes. And oh my gosh. Oh, fucking A. You know, I talk about these things off hunch, off a suspicion as far as how I think girls get courted out there in the online world and in society in general. This was more than what I bargained for. Within the first 10 minutes, I would say I had 25 messages. I was like, wow. Within the 10 minutes, it's like ding, ding. I had to shut off all alerts. And I just didn't even bother. The next day, I go in there, 99. 99 inbox messages. And the savagery is real for women out there, especially if you're cute. And I picked like a girl next door type of look that works out. Just think of like a yoga-ish girl, you know, cute. No, nothing extra accentuating, no big tits, no big ass, just a cute girl. And it was very fascinating to see the piranhas come out here in this area. And I just kept looking through the messages. And it was funny just seeing how guys hit on, you know, they kind of get elaborate. They'll do like try to pull some funny punchlines, try to throw some scenario. One that had me laughing. Okay, if we were having a zombie apocalypse, what four people would you be with? And these are guys that they have no chance. It's okay, you know, and everyone just tries to mention something off your profile. Hey, I'm not crazy. Hee hee. I'm like, wow, this is pretty intense. And it just kept coming. And as I'm reading through the profiles and the messages, ding, 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 they kept coming. I said, wow, this is real. This is unreal. This is night and day. Like where I have to get on and I have to send messages. That's the way I get any type of interaction. Whereas a woman, she just sits there and, wow, these things just keep coming to her nonstop. I mean, anytime. I think one of these days I was up at 4, got up early. Just my body's inclined to get up early. And I checked it because I was trying to delete it. It doesn't allow you to delete it right away. You have to have a 24-hour window. I was all right, let me delete the account. I had enough fun. And, oh, my gosh. Ding, ding, kept coming. Oh, my gosh. So, what I've realized, obviously, it's nothing that we didn't know as guys that, you know, women just have options, plethora. And they're nowhere near what the guys get. I guarantee you that. This is something that's very intense. You get courted religiously. It's a passion. I mean, I was trying to look at, like, I'll see a profile of a couple. It'll be a couple reaching out to me and saying, hey, we want you to play. And I would just look at the profile. I mean, I said, look at the girl, man. That's good for them. Good for them that they're allowed to play. And they'll hit me back and, hey, I saw you saw my profile, but you didn't say anything. What's up? Like, people get offended if you look at their profile. So now when I look at women's profiles that I find attractive, I understand why they put all that shit, all these, you better be this, I'm looking for this, because you have to filter through all that crap. It is unbelievable. And I think that it's something that I didn't understand the magnitude of it. I understood that they get courted, but this is an insane level. It just felt like piranhas, crabs in a barrel, nonstop. They kept coming at you. And it was something that I was like, whoa, this is what a cute girl goes through. And that was the thing. It wasn't like I was like a stud. You know, I didn't put any pictures of one of my top Instagram models that I follow, one of the many. It was like, okay, you know, someone like you, someone that would be realistic within my pay grade, like I like to say. So it wasn't something that wasn't over the top. It was, the savagery was unreal. And I went ahead and looked at other regions as well. I said, you know, okay, let me see the type of girls you like, which are skinny and fit. I like a pretty face. As far as the body, it could be thin. It could be athletic. Anything above that, I mean, it's very hard for me now. Like, my tastes have changed quite a bit. But I do look for a pretty face. That's something that I do like. And someone that works out and is into a fitness lifestyle. You don't necessarily have to hit the weights, but you do organic food all the time. You do your yoga. You know, whatever it is that you do for fitness. And that's something that you enjoy doing to the point where you're not going out. You know, where you're not trying to have a drink in your hand. Like, I see all these profiles have, all these girls have drinks in their hand all the time. And they're just showing face pics. Nothing with the body. It's like, you know, guys are visual creatures. We need a body pic or two here. I know you're past your prime. I was reading an article, actually, that talked about that actually older men go after younger women. It's not a DNA thing. It's just a societal thing where women are in their prime between 15 and 20 as far as physically. Because after that, shit goes down. It's like, oh, gosh. You know, so it's just very hard. I know it's very hard here, slim pickings in this area. But going back, I was doing some looking into as far as, okay, let me see what girls I'm attracted to. You know, and I'm not an over-top guy. I'm not looking for an Instagram model. I like cute next door, girl next door look that's slim or fit. That's it. I'm not, nothing else going on. And don't be crazy. So I'll go ahead and just look at the criteria, and 9 out of the 10 girls that I picked within a 200-mile radius, they were mostly in Miami. 9 out of 10. One was in Naples that I already reached out to and never responded, of course, and the other ones were in Miami. So, you know, nothing from Tampa. But I know there's more of a pool in bigger cities, and that's the dilemma that you have in this area, is that you don't have a lot of attractive ones. And I remember one of the messages I read as well, I was like, wow, usually on here there's 4, 5, or even 6s. Like, you're definitely very cute. You should not be on here. I'm like, oh, boy. I thought it was just me. But, okay, at least someone sees it the same way. So it was very interesting to see that the challenges that are out there, and for a guy, and I saw it from the other lens, and I'm able to play that role of being a girl. You know, I don't envy you, by the way. And for you ladies out there to have a man, and for you men out there to have a lady that's attractive and you tolerate, I mean, just stay home, just deal with it. Trust me, unless you like to fight, unless you like getting out there with your shield and sword and beating the competition, by all means, go ahead. It's your sport. But it's not for me, for sure. So it was a very revealing look at it, a very interesting view, to say the least. And I think I just appreciate it. I appreciate it, the struggle of a woman. And I try now, what I'm conscientious about now is definitely writing something elongated and something that, you know, that definitely sounds sincere, because that's where you have to come from. I mean, it's not like I wasn't doing that before, but now you understand the importance of that. And I think whatever you can do to stick out, by all means, but you still don't know what crazy they have. So, but I'm more of a person, people person, live. So, but I just thought it was a very interesting thing that I dabbled in. So that was something that I'll be, wow. I mean, I'm still thinking about it, because it was so crazy just to see the amount of aggression. So I think what it tells me is that I'm fucked. But I'm happy with that, because I always tell myself peace and tranquility is better than sex and companionship. So I have to believe in that formula, and I do. And it's something that while we get the urges from time to have company and to enjoy, it has to be done the right way. It has to be done in a way where I'm not forcing the issue, or I'm not trying to tolerate, or anybody shouldn't tolerate the craziness. I think everyone has different levels of it. And I know for myself, I have to be very mindful of that, because I'm trying to balance out my, you know, I like balancing life. And I think we all do. Hopefully we all do. And part of that balancing is making sure that all the round stones in your circle are stable and are healthy for you, because you don't want that shit affecting anything else. Work and parenting, etc. So it's a very fascinating thing. Boy, oh boy, you girls, you do girls have it good, but I understand now why you have to filter out the creeps, because whew, they're abundant.
But the big problem arises when the girl logs in and she sees her inbox flooded with messages, right? I put myself in their shoes and I'd be tired of it. It's too much. Too much, guys. There you go. New message. Okay? New message. Out of curiosity. Hey, how are you? You look good in that dress. Okay. Right? We have another message that came in. Right? So, you have an idea now. We have another message that came. So funny. I keep deleting them and they keep coming in. Empty inbox, that's so rare to see.